Tomorrow is the solstice. Here in the north, that means winter is beginning. But for listeners in the south, it's just now summer. To celebrate the summer solstice in the southern hemisphere, we have Australia trivia. 30 trivia questions about the land down under. I know I've got listeners down there, so this one's for you, kids. Enjoy. And now, on with the show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. By population, what is the largest city in Australia? Sydney. Number 2. What Australian actor made it big as Logan in 2000's X-Men? Hugh Jackman. Number 3. What iconic performing arts center in Sydney Harbour celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2023? The Sydney Opera House. Number 4. Stretching over 2,300 kilometers, what can be found off the coast of Queensland, Australia? The Great Barrier Reef. Number 5. Though often called bears, koala belong to what order? Diprotodontia, or marsupials. Number 6. The Bass Strait separates mainland Australia from what island? Tasmania. Number 7. What monarch is the head of state in Australia? King Charles III. Number 8. What constellation will you find on the right side of the Australian flag? The Southern Cross. Number 9. What actor brought Crocodile Dundee to life starting in 1986? Paul Hogan. Number 10. What Aussie actor brings the thunder as Thor in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Chris Hemsworth. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What city is the capital of Victoria and Australia's second largest city? Melbourne. Number 2. What Australian film series began in 1979 and has been helmed by George Miller? Mad Max. Number 3. What is the national animal of Australia? The kangaroo. Number 4. Platypus and echidna, both native to Australia, are monotremes. What's a monotreme? an egg-laying mammal. Number 5. At 5,530 kilometers long, Australia has the world's longest what? Fence. The dingo fence protects the southeast part of the country from wild animals. Number 6. Las Vegas, look out! Over 80% of Australians engage in what activity? Gambling. Number 7. What singer, born in 1968, is the highest-selling female Australian artist of all time? Kylie Minogue. Number 8. What actor from Perth received a posthumous Best Actor Oscar in 2009? Heath Ledger. Number 9. What actress, born in 1969, is known for her roles as Queen Elizabeth I, Galadriel, and Hela? Kate Blanchett. Number 10. Australia has hosted the Olympic Games twice. First in 1956, and then again in what year? 2000 in Sydney. Bonus fact, Australia is one of only 5 nations to have competed in every modern Olympic Games. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. One of Australia's most recognizable natural landmarks, Ayers Rock, is known as what by the Aboriginal people? Uluru. Number 2. For a month in 1932, what conflict raged across Western Australia? The Emu War. The military was enlisted to wipe out the flightless birds. The birds won and are still around today. Number 3. Introduced in 1935 for pest control, what amphibian has wreaked havoc with the Australian ecosystem? The cane toad. They were introduced to eat cane beetles, but can't reach said beetles because the toads can't climb cane stalks. Number 4. What Australian-born media mogul was the inspiration for Bond villain Elliot Carver and HBO's Logan Roy? Rupert Murdoch. Number 5. Due to trademark issues, the chain Burger King is known as what in Australia? Hungry Jack's. Number 6. What is the national anthem of Australia? Advance Australia Fair. It replaced God Save the Queen in 1984. Number 7. In landmass, where does Australia rank in the world? sixth. It's smaller than Brazil, but larger than India. Number 8. What is the capital of Australia? Canberra. Number 9. How many states does Australia have? 6. Number 10. Which is the largest state in Australia? Western Australia. It takes up a third of the country. And that's it for Australian trivia. What did you think? Australia, along with New Zealand, are two top countries I really want to try and visit. If you're a resident, let me know on social media. I love hearing from folks outside the US. I also love hearing from my fellow Americans. I also want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. Whatever you celebrate, I hope it's fun, festive, and full of food. I'll be back here for our last episode of 2023. Here's a hint. What do the TV episodes titled Felina, One for the Road, and The Stockholm Syndrome all have in common? See you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 256 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music was provided by Jason Shaw of Audionautix.com. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come find out what else I'm up to at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening and happy holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Tyler has a problem. He can't inherit his massive family fortune unless he gets married. And when his best friend Glenn proposes, hijinks and shenanigans ensue. Follow Glenn and Tyler on their world-spanning adventure as they defeat mobsters, an evil stepmother, a rakish brother-in-law, and pirates. No, really, there are pirates. Plus, there's an underground superbase. And hockey. The five-book series begins with Glenn and Tyler's Honeymoon Adventure by J.B. Sanders and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Audible and iTunes. Come for the romance, stay for the hockey.